This is Bob Wynn with The View From Here. So we're off and running in a brand new year, 2022. Well, I sincerely hope there's a few things missing this year that we had to endure last year. First and foremost is water. As I slog through the slush to work, nursing my sore back from shoveling snow for the last few weeks, I wondered what the water, so-called experts, will use as an excuse this year to limit our irrigators. You can almost bet it'll be something. I've always said it wouldn't matter if we had the most snowfall in history this year, they'd find a reason to limit water to our irrigators. It really wouldn't matter if we had the heaviest fall rainfall in recorded history, they'd find a reason to limit water to our irrigators. It wouldn't matter if we had record cold during this winter and very little snow melt until the irrigation season was scheduled to start, well, they'd find a reason to limit the water to irrigators. You know, the weather is too hot, the weather is too cold, the snowpack is too little, the snowpack is too much. You know, they really sound kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. But, fingers crossed, perhaps we can have a great water year in spite of these so-called experts. Then, of course, we get to COVID. I just read that while the Omicron variant is supposed to peak later this month, the Delta variant is still going strong. Several so-called experts are predicting that a new mutation of the virus will spread rapidly later this year. Matter of fact, they're predicting an 85% chance of it happening. Well, if that wasn't enough, Dr. Fauci and crew are talking about Fluvid. What, you say? Fluvid? Well, that's where patients get both COVID and the seasonal flu at the same time. Like we need another situation to worry about. But hey, Dr. Fauci and crew point out that the seasonal flu was not widely spread last year. Well, duh. They don't seem to remember they had us all in lockdown. Don't work, don't trust your family or neighbors, and wear a mask at all times. Gee, I wonder why the seasonal flu wasn't widespread last year. So maybe, just maybe, we can have a 2022 that we can all celebrate come at the end of this year. If water is plentiful and COVID in all its variations is not, well, maybe it'll be a good year in 2022. But then, of course, we still have Dr. Fauci and crew, along with the same water management ideas we had last year, so don't hold your breath too long. Dr. Fauci may want you to do it anyway to stop the spread of COVID again this year. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.